All right, I'll go over that again because this is terribly important. This is the entire essence of an e-meter, and there is no further essence to an e-meter. This is an e-meter tied into processing with a just thud. And it's just this. The more bank a person is carrying around, the less he likes it. You know, the worse he feels about it. You have a subjective reality on that, I'm sure. The more bank, the worse he feels about it all. All right. The more bank, the higher the tone arm. The higher the tone arm, the less responsibility. The more bank he has, the less responsibility he has for the bank, because the definition of responsibility is to admit causing. And the less bank he admits he caused, you know, other fault, they did it over there, so forth, the less responsibility he has for the bank, and the more bank he gets, you see. High tone arm, lots of bank, little responsibility. Now, in view of the fact that the tone arm will go up on any given subject or go up on the whole PC who is stuck, actually, he's merely stuck in a mass, and you don't unstick him, so he appears to be a PC who is total mass. High arm, he's got very low responsibility. Now, you'll see this oddity. You'll see a PC with a high tone arm who is apparently a fairly responsible person. But not on the subject the tone arm is high on. Got that? Maybe this person can do this and do that and is apparently fairly responsible. You also find a little slippery occasionally. But apparently pretty responsible and doing all right. You put him on a meter and that tone arm is high. Well, you'd say, well, this denotes an irresponsible person. Well, that is not a correct adjudication. It's an irresponsible person on the subject the mass is keyed in about. And the mass may be keyed in because this person is a woman and doesn't like women's bodies. So it just stays high all the time. You'll find this person has the most trouble from women. Now let's get on to the rest of this here. Has the most trouble from women and the most overts on women because they're the least responsible for women. We'll go into that a little bit later. But the person is sitting consistently in something that's has a constant re-stimulator. Now, it could be an auditor. It could be you find some people in session, they will read right at their clear rating. They leave session and go bank to three. Woman, second, she leaves session, she goes bank to three, comes back to session, she's at three, starts into session, goes to two. Runs consistently at two during the session, leaves session, goes to three. You'll say, what in the name of common sense is this all about? Well, it takes facing a male to be a woman. That's what it's all about. You'll find all kinds of goofy combinations like this. Well, it might be the room. It might be rooms. It might be something consistently the PC's surrounded with. It might be such a thing. It'll be a broad subject like rooms, houses, bodies, clothes, you see, something like that. It's just holding this thing up. But one of these zones, PC is totally irresponsible for. You just find the irresponsibility, run responsibility on it one way or the other, and you bring this constantly high needle right straight on down up to the point when their overts start to show up, and then they go clunk, clunk, clunk. You just don't get it down here the way you ought to. But you can bring a chronically high needle down by just finding the zone of irresponsibility and turning it into a zone of responsibility. That's all there is to an e-meter. That's all there is to one of the things. And when we add a PC and your genius and stick-to-ivity, dedication, and your own state of case in good shape, when we add your own willingness to pull overts and withholds off of people and straighten people up so that you never go into a tacit consent on something, why, we've got an auditing session. And only then do we really have one. And that's what we're here to get. Thank you.